Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, it's a time of year when I think we let our guard down a little bit. We start having a few more cookies, a few more slices of fruitcake or whatever. In other words, we're going to have some desserts. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with opening a dessert wine. And Lord knows there's plenty of them around the world. What are you going to be opening up?
Well, you know, as we come into the holidays, I am always reminded of just how enjoyable and satisfying it is to wrap up a good meal with family with a nice dessert wine. There's something wonderfully decadent having a little something to complement your dessert, whether you choose cheeses, fruits, or cookies and cake. Now, the most famous of all dessert wines, in my humble opinion, is port. And so, being a contrarian, I decided I wanted to not talk about any port. So all I've discussed, and you and I have talked about ports with some frequency on the show, so I'm going to focus on things that are definitely not port, but that also represent, I think, really good values. So, from South Africa, this is a producer called Boplas. That's B-O-P-L-A-A-S. And the wine is called Hanaput. It sells for $14.99. It's a 2021 vintage. And it's a fortified wine, similar to port, with an ABV around 17%. It's 100% Hanaput grapes, also known as Muscat of Alexandria. It's one of the earliest vines planted in South Africa, and the name may actually be sort of an English derivation of the word honeypot, so it kind of makes sense. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a cool story. Anyway, the wine has deep lemon color with bright aromas of apricot, honeysuckle, honey, lychee, and spice. There's a lot going on here. I could see this working with Thai or maybe Indian cuisine, but it will sing with soft cheese, summer fruits, and even a pumpkin or a mince pie. I thought at $14.99, that's an outstanding value. From Australia, which is the land of the famous Australian stickies, from Chambers, there's their Ruther Glen Muscadel. This is also fortified. It's 18% ABV and sells for $19.99 for a 375 milliliter bottle. The Chambers family have been producing wines since 1858. So they've had a lot of practice, and they are predominantly producers of dessert wines. It's a blend of 6 to 10 year old Muscadel vines. The wine is somewhat reminiscent of tawny port, so maybe I didn't get away from port completely, but with brighter notes of honey, roast nuts, pistachio, and cashews in particular, and dark caramel. Just enough acidity to let it work with a salty cheese, a good value at $19.99. And then the most famous in my mind, at least to my mind, is the Tertre de Lidor, which is a Sauterne from the 2018 vintage. 100% Semillon, classic Sauterne, lovely gold color with rich viscosity, aromas of apricot, honey, peach, and toffee, layers of generous fruit on the palate with a long finish and a touch of acidity. Sauterne is always a rare treat, and at $23.99 for a 375, that's a pretty fair value for Sauterne. So it's
extraordinarily good value.
Yeah, this is my wine of the week, the Tertre de Lidor Sauterne from 2018. Just enjoy it.
Oh, Hugh, I'm going to write those all down. They sound great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.